guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, again, soybeans up hard at the end of the day, and wheat and corn following along.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at it, Randy, you know, the market came out strong here on the day session, pushing to the upside, and really looked like it was when in doubt, get me out type of trade by the funds. You had reverting back to the late 70s, early 80s when we focused on inflation, and we had gold was up $65 an ounce at one time, silver up $1.50 an ounce, and it just looked like the fear trade was there on inflation, much like we had in a number of years back. So got the report out of the way, the monthly report. Still that big discrepancy between Brazil's CONAB reporting agency and the USDA, about 312 million bushels on soybeans difference. Brazil's lower and 550 on corn, they're lower. So that one has to be solved yet down the road.
I was going to say that discrepancy even got bigger.
Yeah, you know, that's it. Their crop, all you know, the USDA leaves it basically unchanged. The CONAB, their Brazil takes the, or their USDA takes the production down 18 million on beans, 71 million on corn. So they keep getting smaller. And you would think who has the best track record, it is the USDA, but 80% harvest on soybeans, you think you ought to know by now, and the big discrepancy on corn is the acres. Well, they're going into pollination on corn, so you think you would know that too. So head-scratcher, and I think it's one of those, like we said, in doubt, you get out and wait and see what happens.
Yeah, and then with the funds as short as they are, the natural out is higher commodities.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean, when you're talking inflation, when everything else is inflating around you and the grain market's sitting down at these multi-year lows, three-year lows or whatever, you know, the natural tendency is to even back up again. And that's what happened. And typically, going into spring, late spring, we usually add risk premium to a market for this, that, and the other thing can go wrong, and then you take it out. So maybe a little bit of that starting to happen also, Randy.
Tough day in the livestock side.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at it, hogs, first of all, they had a key reversal this week, and that's a sign of a technical top or a major top. Sure felt like it, you know, we just came under pressure. Then the cattle market, continuing the same look. Fears of the demand side of the market, avian flu seems like it's popping up a little more frequently here. Really boils down to the consumer confidence, maybe a little bit lower. So, you know, it was a risk-off type of trade. Funds long the cattle, long the hogs, and it looks like exiting over there, you know, just the opposite of the grain market. So we'll see. Cash market's not falling apart like the futures market, but it's going to be all up to the demand going forward. These weights on the cattle continue to be an issue as they contra-seasonally are going up larger than last year on the carcass weight. So feedlots need to stay current.
Anything else we should be aware of or talking about?
Well, you know, I think we watch the dollar next week. Dollar was stronger, interest rates higher, and inflation looks like it's something that is getting the focus.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.